Hello, so this is Just Call Me B. And first and foremost, I did not expect that last audio to blow up the way it did. Just a little bit overwhelmed by the response. But personally, thank you for Hecate's Crossroad for providing such a great script, as always. But yeah, I guess at this point, this audio is just more of a more intimate detail for me. And I guess trying to, you know, remind everyone that SVEs are people too, and that we enjoy doing this for y'all. And I know I do. So yeah. As of right now, I figure I'd do an audio that's just, you know, a bit improvised, raw and uncut, no editing. And just want to give everyone a thank you as far as for the upvotes and the comments and the audio plays, the count. Like, it's crazy ridiculous on this last audio, but thank you so much. And just letting you know, I am grateful for you all. And I do hope to provide more great audios in the future. I'm still trying to work on my editing skills, but I do get help every now and then from other editors on here. You know who you are. As far as this audio, no, it will not be a ramble fap. I have not mustered up the courage to do that just yet, though I have heard some great ones. This is just more, I guess, describing me in the intimate form of when I'm laying with someone. I guess during this pandemic, you don't really realize how much we crave human touch, even if it's like the most simplest of a handshake to a high five, a pat on the back, or even a hug. You realize you miss, you know, doing simple things like that. And then you realize little things like opening up a ketchup packet, you know, with your mouth, or licking your thumb to get that little pesky produce bag open to put your bananas or your grapes in. You can't do stuff like that anymore. But I hope everyone is safe during these crazy times. And as far as for me, I love to be touched. In a sensual way, excuse me. For me, I love it when a man puts his hand on the small of my back. It is such a comforting feeling, but it's such a personal spot, though. So it's only meant for, like, you know, loved ones. And, or I like it when I'm standing in front of the guy and I'm looking up at him and he cups my butt with both his hands, and he like kind of like does like a little lift and squeeze. I miss that so much, and I can't wait to do that again. And just smelling someone, like when they have like a really good cologne on. I don't discriminate. I do like Axe on men. They actually do have some pretty great scents. And it got to the point to where I missed having a guy in my car. I actually sprayed a bottle of Axe in my car so I can smell it when I got back in. I know it's pretty sad, but hey, I have no shame. But yeah, just, you know, little things like that that guys do that they don't think we don't notice. Jeans and t-shirts on a guy. Or when they dress up. Even if it's just to go, you know, to like a lounge or a bar just to hang out with some friends. Like the guys who put in the effort. I like that in a guy. But I miss kissing. And just the feel of a man's hands on my body. Just, I miss that so much. And yeah, it's the little things. And lost my train of thought. But yeah, I guess if you want to get a more intimate moment with me, this is it. And oh yeah, and for future audios, just try not to, you know, I guess not burn myself out or overdo it. I will do the best I can, at least do about 2 audios a month. Yeah, so just so that way I'm not burning myself out. Unfortunately, I do have to work during this pandemic and I gotta get my bills paid somehow. So I wish I can fully commit to doing audios, you know, multiple audios every month, but unfortunately I can't. But this is kind of delving into the world of being a VA. I enjoy it on this side. It's fun. I've met some really great personalities on here. And yeah, I've had some really great times talking to some people on here. Even conversations I've had with, you know, fans or lurkers on here. Yeah. I'm just going to enjoy the ride for as long as I can, and I hope y'all enjoy it with me. Oh yeah, sorry, now I remember. So the survey I did on my previous posts, you'll probably see a lot of fan request tags on there because these are audios I am doing that fans have requested, so I'm doing the best I can to honor them. Also, I did see one where a fan had requested for an audio for a person who has autism, or they just found out they've been like diagnosed with autism. Definitely for sure, I will keep that in mind. I'm thinking maybe I need to write that one out because there really aren't a lot of scripts from what I've seen so far that really deal with that. So I want to make sure I'm in the right mindset and that I've educated myself on it. So knowing that I don't want to offend anyone. And I also saw another one where it was reading my favorite bedtime story. I have a plethora of books, so it's going to be really, really hard to pick one, but I'll try and pick a good one, and I will do maybe a possible live reading of that book. I think you can be able to do that on here, and maybe I will schedule a day where I will do that. So, yeah, just stay tuned. And thanks for listening. Thanks for getting off on my voice. And here's to a few more audios. And yeah, y'all have a good night or good morning wherever you are. Bye.